MC Mawad with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Good morning, Wendy Nolan.
Hello, Darren Moore.
Good customer service. It's got complicated, right?
Indeed.
So a certain Joburg-based market research company got to tell this country's big corporates what consumers think of their customer service. Am I right?
Yes. Okay. So this company is called Ask Africa, and it's been producing its Orange Index for the past 15 years, which is a barometer of how companies are treating their customers compared with not only their competitors, but across industries. Because companies tend to think in silo-like, so they compare with their competitors. But really, there's a big other world of transactions going on beyond their particular industry. So the company announced its 2016 findings in Joburg on Tuesday night, ranking 136 companies.
Listen properly.
Based on 15,000 interviews with 228 companies across 36, or about 228 companies across 36 industries.
Wow, that's a pretty good sample.
It is. I'm so big my tongue couldn't get around it. So the results carry a lot of weight, Darren, with companies very eager, you can imagine, to discover how they were rated.
Yeah.
The big winner of the 2016 index is the automotive industry, with four brands in the top 10. Volkswagen in top spot, Audi third, so that's two VWs there, Hyundai in eighth spot, and BMW joined 10th. Mm-hmm. So the companies which got the top scores were not only rated on, providing exceptional service, but they were the ones that also succeeded in creating and sustaining an emotional connection with their customers.
Okay.
So some companies got the nuts and bolts of service right, answered the phone in three rings and got back to you and all that kind of thing, but totally failed on the warm fuzzies, or vice versa. It's the ones that got both of those things right that got the most recognition here. So the biggest shock in this year's results was that for the first time in 15 years since this Orange Index has been around, not one cell phone company made the top 10.
Ooh.
And that's despite them scoring highly in terms of emotional connection with their subscribers. So they must really have ticked off a lot of people of late, because as Ask Africa MD Serena De Beer explains, the nature of cell phones and the role that they play in our lives means we are automatically well disposed towards having an emotional connection with the companies that keep us connected.
I think just because of telecommunications being such an emotional part of our lives, they sometimes get benefit of what they create for us in terms of access and enabling us to be connected to our loved ones, and because we're so dependent on our phones. So I think the emotional connection is almost what carries them through when they transactionally let themselves down.
And there have been a lot of letdowns when it comes to cell phones. Massive data costs, unilateral increasing of contract subscriptions.
Yeah, I remember that.
Data going missing, expiring data, which really, really upsets me. Mm. Call limits that fail.
Et cetera. Yeah, so let's hope that this year's index comes as a bit of a wake-up call for that industry. So the networks didn't make the top 10, but the index also lists each industry's top three performers in terms of customer service. And in telecoms, Vodacom was in first place, then Cell C, then Telkom Mobile, MTN.
Right at the bottom, eh?
Mm, when it came to fast food outlets, Roman's Pizza was the standout nationally, placing fourth in that top 10 overall, followed by two famous brands, Debonair's Pizza and Wimpy. Also in that all-important top 10 was Pick and Pay, Netcare, Outsurance, Momentum, and Mediclinic.
But you know what I'm surprised at is that the car brands did so well.
Yeah, so was I initially, because you can imagine between cars and cell phones, those are the two top categories of complaints in my inbox.
Hmm.
But it didn't make sense when Serena explained it.
And I think with just the options and the number of brands we have as consumers, they have to work so much harder, so much faster to make sure they can convert potential sales opportunities into sales and keep their customers as happy as they possibly can. So I think they probably do better at building some kind of relationship with their customers and working much harder within every engagement that they have with their customers. So it's very much driven by the increase in competition they face.
So what exactly is this emotional connection with customers?
Okay, so Serena puts it like this. She says it's about authentic relationships where a business actually understands why something is significant to their customers, and they use that knowledge to drive their response to them. So, Darren, we spoke about this. It's the difference between offering your customers in inverted commas, a prize of a trip to Spain when what they'd really prefer is half a cow or a rain tank.
Yeah.
So also consumers don't just want great service. Apparently, we want brands to address societal issues, we as a nation, and to share our values, Serena says. She says, so it's a case of, if you value me as a customer, don't just send me that birthday SMS. Go ahead and build a school in my area. Yes. That's what they want to see from companies. It's really interesting. Consumers in some regions of the country are a lot more critical and hard to please than others, which is a direct link with their general happiness levels, Serena says. So the Free Staters, maybe because of the awful drought that they've had to endure, are the most critical, grumpy and hard to please at the moment. Mm. And generally, consumers who live on the coast, like us, are happier with the customer service they're getting and easier to please. Of course, this is a generalization. Ultimately, Serena said, companies would do well to keep it real. Be authentic and be consistent. So
consistency is king, hey?
Completely. And I spoke about this in another forum earlier in the week, and someone called from San Francisco and said she had been using Woolworths for 14 years to send food and gifts to her family, and for 14 years they delivered exactly the same time that they exactly the time they said they would.
Yeah.
So that's consistency. Consistency. So one consistently inauthentic response that I'd like to see companies drop is, we apologize for the inconvenience. As a knee-jerk response to everything from someone complaining that the store has run out of gluten-free macaroni to putting someone through hell over a refund for 6 months and dragging them, you know, through the most arduous sort of rounds of ineptitude. So how about, we are so sorry about what we've put you through. Please give us a chance to make it up to you. Now that would give me the warm fuzzies.
Yeah, that's the nice one. I'm going
to
write that down.
Okay, yeah. Send it to a member to all the companies.
Sometimes a man that calls, yeah.
There you go.
So here's the thing. We'd like you to send a WhatsApp to our WhatsApp number. You can leave a voice note. Our number is 076-210-2360 and answer this question. What do companies do that drive you mad? I would love to hear from you. And this entire podcast is up. Will be up on our website, ecr.co.za, under Consumer Watch. Am I right, Wendy?
You are right.
All right. Don't forget to send that voice note on WhatsApp, 076-210-2360. The question is, what do companies do that drive you mad?
East Coast Breakfast. East Coast Breakfast.
Here's a couple of voice notes from our WhatsApp line.
Good morning, Darren. My biggest pet hate with the companies is when I phone in and relate my entire problem bit by bit, and that person right at the end decides they're going to hand me over to someone who can help me, instead of handing me over and explaining to the person what is it all about. I must repeat myself. Yes, I do. And if they decide to hand me over again, I keep repeating my story 1,000 times. That's what I hate with the companies. Because if you can't help me, then refer me to someone who can help me, but relay my story. What is it all about? Yeah. Thank you.
Hello, Escosi. What I learned from the companies is when you're holding on the line for a good 5 minutes and they keep on saying, we value your call, please wait. We value your call, please wait. Why are they valuing the call if they can let me wait so long?
Exactly. See, those are two call center things, and they come up again and again. Yeah. So if that person can't help and you're in the middle of you start your story, then that would be the time to say, sorry, I'm going to stop you there. I'm going to put you through. I'll hear the story, and then, as he says, relay it. But this business of you relay your whole story, and then they say, I'm putting you to someone else, and then the new person says, yes, how can I help? And you've got to stop. It's just not good. It's totally, and it lacks empathy as well, because no one likes to do that.
No.
And the permanent call recordings that say, we are currently experiencing high call volumes, those must also go, because they never, you can phone at 2 a.m. and you'll get that.
Yeah.
So,
So we have this entire Consumer Watch on podcast, which is available on our website, ecr.co.za. Click on Consumer Watch. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Darren.